This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sharbadha Dewa says the government's attention is centered on increasing Nepal's image and credibility in the international arena. Election Commission makes public its election program for the upcoming local-level elections. And US President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping hold video conversation on Russo-Ukrainian conflict. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sharbadha Dewa has claimed that Nepal's image and credibility have increased at international level during the incumbent government's tenure. At a function organized in Kathmandu on the occasion of 74th anniversary of Nepal Council of World Affairs yesterday, Prime Minister Dewa said the government had set a target to further enhance Nepal's image at international arena by promoting the country's interest internationally and enabling environment to receive goodwill, support and cooperation from all countries. Prime Minister Dewa said the government was able to intensify its international engagement despite the troubles caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. He also claimed that Nepal's active and meaningful engagement in such forums had boosted the country's visibility at the international level. The Prime Minister also highlighted that such forums provided Nepal with opportunity to raise concerns, priorities and stances on several global agendas such as climate change, food security, vaccine equity, democracy and good governance. Prime Minister Dewa said the government announced Common Minimum Program put forth the key priorities of the country, adding government's main priority was to protect and promote interest of the nation and its people. The Prime Minister said the principle of Panchashil, non-alignment, the United Nations Charter, international laws and global peace standards would continue to guide Nepal's foreign policy. The Election Commission has approved the program of the local-level elections. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia said a meeting of the Election Commission held yesterday approved the election program. According to the election program, the candidacy for the local-level elections will be registered on the 24th and 25th of April. The Election Commission said the candidacy would be registered in its office for 2 days from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Constitutional Bench of the Supreme Court has begun hearing on writ petitions filed against the appointments of office bearers of various constitutional bodies. The hearing began from yesterday on the writ filed, demanding the annulment of appointments of 52 officials in the constitution bodies who were appointed by KP Sharma Oli-led government. Senior advocate Dinesh Tripathi, advocate Om Prakash Ariel, among others, had filed the writ petition in the Supreme Court claiming that the appointments did not abide by the constitutional's provisional provisions. The next hearing of the writ will be held on coming Wednesday. The Tourism Recovery Steering Committee has planned to host a tourism summit in coming September. According to committee coordinator Rajaram Giri, tourism ministers from major countries contributing to Nepal's tourism sector will be invited to the mega event. Committee coordinator Giri shared that the objective of the summit is to send the message to the world that Nepal's tourism industry is now back to its best. Giri said celebrities from Nepal, India, the United Kingdom, the United States and other countries would be urged to contribute to the publicity of Nepal's tourist destinations. As part of its efforts to revive the tourism business, the committee will be producing short audio clips giving information about Nepal's tourism industry and will be seeking the help of international media to present tourism-related documentaries. Moreover, the committee plans to develop a digitalized map incorporating tourist sites in all the 77 districts of the country. Minister for Finance Jonardhan Sharma has said the government has taken forward various plans to revive the country's economy that was affected by the COVID-19. Speaking at an event organized by the Lalitpur Chamber of Commerce and Industry on its 55th Establishment Day yesterday, Minister Sharma reiterated that efforts were underway to strengthen the country's economy. Minister Sharma also shared that plans were afoot to promote handicrafts and idols crafted in the cultural city Lalitpur. The Ministry of Health and Population has decided to remove the provision of undergoing a COVID-19 PCR test to seek medical treatment. According to Ministry's joint spokesperson, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, fully vaccinated people and those showing no symptoms of the infection will no longer have to undergo the PCR test to be eligible for receiving medical care. Prior to this, the provision was mandatory while visiting hospitals in search of medical treatment. However, the possession of a vaccinated card is necessary to get the facility. Minister for Urban Development, Ramkumari Chakri, has stressed the need for expediting the works of projects funded by the Asian Development Bank. During a meeting with the representatives of the Asian Development Bank yesterday, Minister Chakri urged the ADB representatives to intensify the bank-funded projects. According to the minister, revision of the National Urban Policy and the draft of the Urban Development Bill were in the final stage. On the occasion, Director General at the ADB South Asia Department, Kenichi Yokoyama, viewed that the bank was always ready to cooperate with the ministry. Ministry spokesperson Ravindra Bohra said the discussion reviewed the ADB-funded projects and potential areas for future cooperation. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. US President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping have held an important video talks on Friday. An official source says the talks were focused on Russian-Ukrainian conflict. US President Biden urged the Chinese president not to provide material help to Russia. During the two-hour-long conversation, Chinese President Xi Jinping told Joe Biden that all sides must support Russia-Ukraine dialogue and help resolve the conflict. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has released another video address to the Ukrainian people. He also urged Moscow to sit down for talks. Zelensky also accused Russian forces for deliberately blocking the supply of humanitarian supplies to besieged cities. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has met Dubai's ruler Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid al-Maktoum in Dubai in his first visit to an Arab state since the Syrian war began in 2011. Assad has also met Abu Dhabi's Crown Prince Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed al-Nahyan. The meeting comes days after the 11th anniversary of the beginning of the uprising in Syria. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report for the past 24 hours, the maximum temperature was 31.3 degrees Celsius and minimum was 14.4 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Shobha Deva says the government's attention is centred on increasing Nepal's image and credibility in the international arena. Election Commission makes public its election programme for the upcoming local-level elections. And US President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping hold video conversation on Russo-Ukrainian conflict. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.